Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev, on this
sensational
Sunday. July 23rd.
Yes, and our July 23rd, Do Not Fear Scripture of the Day is 2 Kings 6:16. 2 Kings 6:16 says, "Don't be afraid," the prophet answered. "Those who are with us are more than those who are with them."
I love that passage of scripture.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. Hallelujah.
So, on this sensational Sunday,
we're going to talk about seven things about 911 or 911. I'm convinced that it's time, really past time, for believers who want to avoid a catastrophic financial 911 to make a 911 call to their Heavenly Father. When you call, He always answers. You're one of His favorites. Jeremiah 33:3. "Call to me and I'll answer you and show you great and mighty things, fenced in and hidden, which you do not know, do not distinguish and recognize, have knowledge of and understand." Psalm 50:15, New Living Translation. "Then call on me when you're in trouble, and I'll rescue you, and I'll give you, and you will give me the glory." I like that. Call on me when you're in trouble, and I'll rescue you. Psalm 34, verses 6 and 7, Message Bible. "When I was desperate, I called out, and God got me out of a tight spot. God's angels set up a circle of protection around us while we pray." And how about Psalm 86:7, Message Bible. "Every time I'm in trouble, I call on you, confident that you'll answer."
Hallelujah.
As we were meditating on the 911 emergency situations facing many believers, God showed us things that we should know.
Amen. First, God established a covenant with you to bless you. That's why He established the covenant. The King James Version of the Bible has 280 verses that contain the word covenant. God established a covenant with Noah as he entered the ark in Genesis 6:19, and as he came out, Genesis 9:11. Listen to this. Genesis 9:11 says, "And I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood. Neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth." So it seems like a gross misunderstanding to say that when God makes a promise, you can miss. Let's put it this way. It's a gross understatement that when God makes you a promise, you can better believe you can take it to the bank, as we like to say. But that's the reality of Genesis 9:11, which has withstood the test of time, centuries. But we do think it's important to remember that the first time the word covenant is used in the scriptures, it was found in Genesis 9:9. Genesis 9:9 says, "Behold, I will establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you." And of course, the second time was, are you ready for this? Genesis 9:11. Wow. One of the best protections we can have against any adversity, financial, any other one, or any trick, trap, or lie, or deception, or wile the enemy tries to bring our way, is that we have a covenant relationship with the Lord. If we want to avoid financial snares, make sure that we're living a life worthy of the covenant that we've been called to live in. Truly, the purpose of God's covenant is to bless us so that we can be a blessing to others. Not only does He want to bless us, but He wants us walking in His blessing flow.
Yes.
1 Peter 3:8 in the New Living Translation says, summing up, be agreeable, be sympathetic, be loving, be compassionate, be humble. That goes for all of you. No exceptions, no retaliation, no sharp tongue sarcasm. Instead, bless. That's your job, to bless. You'll be a blessing and also get a blessing.
Number two, you're in the right place at the right time when you obey His word. Ecclesiastes 9:11 in the New Living Translation. I have observed something else under the sun. The fastest runner doesn't always win the race, and the strongest warrior doesn't always win the battle. The wise sometimes go hungry, and the skillful are not necessarily wealthy. And those who are educated don't always lead successful lives. It is all decided by chance, by being in the right place at the right time. God created us as creatures of free will. There are things He has written in our book of life that determine, well, it's determined by our actions or inaction, whether or not they come to pass. Ecclesiastes 9:11 in the Message Bible. What did in this case make it perfectly plain?
What God did.
What God did in this case made it perfectly plain that His purpose is not a hit-miss thing, depending on what we do or don't do, but a sure thing determined by His decision flowing steadily from His initiative. Our lives is not a game of chance. Our financial future is not determined by whether or not we win the lottery. Our future is secured because of our covenant relationship with the Lord and our commitment to do what's right in His sight, using the wisdom found in His principles.
Number three, wisdom from God brings greatness and increase into our life. Proverbs 9:11 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "For by me, wisdom from God, your days shall be multiplied and the years of your life shall be increased." According to Strong's Concordance, the word multiplied in the Hebrew means to become great. When we receive wisdom from God, our days will become great and the length of our life shall be increased. I'd say that's a pretty good combination found in Proverbs 9:11.
Yes, it is. Number four, no medical trauma center can match this 911 response. Luke 9:11. I love this. "And the people, when they knew it, followed Him, and He received them, and spake unto them of the kingdom of God, and He healed them that had need of healing." It would be fair to say that even the best hospitals, trauma centers, and clinics in the world cannot offer a 100% healing rate. But Luke 9:11 says that Jesus healed them that had need of healing. Scripture doesn't say that He healed most of the people or even the ones with the most serious medical conditions. He healed them all, regardless of their condition. We see another 911 of healing, 911 of healing virtue in John 9:11. He answered and said, "A man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed mine eyes and said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed, and I received sight."
Wow. Five, the right 911 call not only sets us free, but gives us double for our trouble.
Hallelujah.
Zechariah 9:11, and we'll throw in verse 12. In the Message Bible says, "And you, because of my blood covenant with you, I'll release your prisoners from their hopeless cells, come home hope-filled prisoners. This very day, I'm declaring a double bonus. Everything you lost returned twice over." No question, a 9/11 call to God will set you free from what has you bound. It will give you hope, and yes, as an extra added benefit, wow, He will return everything that has been taken from you twice over, double for your trouble.
Hallelujah.
And we all go through trouble.
Yes, we do.
And might as well get double for that.
Come on now. Number six, God wants to position you to answer 9/11 calls. One of the clearest reasons God wants to bless you financially is found in 2 Corinthians 9:11. 2 Corinthians 9:11, Classic Amplified. Which says, "Thus you'll be enriched in all things and in every way, so that you can be generous, and your generosity as it is administered to us will bring forth thanksgiving to God.
Wow.
God wants to enrich each of us, not just so we can have a Learjet and a Corvette, though he's not against that. He wants to bless us so we can be generous to others who may be going through their own 911 emergency. The last sentence in 2 Corinthians 9:11, New Living Translation says, yes, you will be enriched in every way so that you can always be generous. And when you take your gifts to those who need them, they will thank God. See, as we bless others,
yes,
they will praise God.
That's right.
For getting them out of a tight spot.
Hallelujah. 7. Tell the world about God's 9/11 response to the adversities you find in life. Psalm 9:11. Psalm 9:11, New Living Translation. Sing praises to the Lord who reigns in Jerusalem. Tell the world about his unforgettable deeds. Have you ever made a 911 call? The immediate response of the emergency personnel was no doubt a good blessing to you. It's something that you will talk about maybe for years to come, because somebody answered that call. As God has responded to every 9/11 you've ever made, you should be singing his praises and rejoicing that he's always there for you, so that others will know how good your God is, and rejoice and make him their own God.
Absolutely.
Wow, sensational Sunday tonight.
6 p.m. Eastern.
Yes.
Join us for Rich Thoughts TV.
Hallelujah.
You can do it by tuning in at SaviorConnect.com. You can go to YouTube and
it's Rich.
Rich Thoughts TV online. Or you can go to Facebook, search for Brother Harold.
Yeah.
And all these three places stream live.
Can we do it on ours? HaroldHerring.com?
Yes.
Join Harold
yes.
and Beth? I like that one. Okay. Anyway, whatever way you do it, join us tonight. It's going to bless you, I promise you.
No doubt about it.
All right.
So until tonight and every morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.